Hello, Rob Whitman.
Hi, Robert. This is Haley Stringfellow from Penguin Book Writers. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. I don't know what happened. I was answering, but you couldn't hear me. I
couldn't hear you. Why? Because my phone just died, and I had to put it on charge.
I got you.
Yeah. So did you get the link?
Yeah.
Perfect. As soon as you fill that out and complete the payment, you're going to see a big thank you page. I'm on the phone. As soon as you see a thank you page, let me know so that I can put you through Samantha.
It's telling me. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
It's actually blocking that link.
It's blocking. Okay, hold on. Let me check. I'm sharing another one. It's a long one. Maybe the numericals I put in the link are in processing as of now. Yeah, I think another one that I shared with you, it's going to work fine. Is it opening up?
It says the site is not secure.
No. The other one.
Yeah, no. The second one's not opening either.
It's not opening. No wonder why it's happening. Hold on. Let me check if I can get this process from my end. What card are you using?
Sorry?
Let me process it.
Say, ask the question. I'm here.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you. What were you asking me?
Okay, I was saying let me get it processed from my end if it's not opening up on your computer for any reason. Because I used a Bitly link, that's where I shored the link up, and it's not opening at your screen for some reason. So would you like me to get it processed from my end?
Sure.
Perfect. Sure. So, one moment.
What is your phone number in case, like, I can't get it?
760-607-5186.
5186?
Correct. That's my personal number.
What's the office number in case?
Do you want what? Do you want the office number?
What's the office number?
Okay, 760-688-0534. And the toll-free number, if you need the toll-free number off my office, you can take that as well. That's 888-970-0577.
Where are you guys located? I'm just curious. I just found you on the internet.
We're in New York.
You're in Manhattan?
Yes.
Oh,
New York.
Yeah.
You used to? When exactly? Like, are you still there? Where are you?
Yeah, no, I'm in Virginia, but I was just kind of curious, like, where are you guys in Manhattan?
We are in New York City. If you've heard of, it's the office address is like 350 West 42nd Street, New York, New York, 10036. That's our office address. That's a building near to Subway. It's like in a building.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you guys affiliated with the same, like, I know there's like a Penguin, I think there's a Penguin, I don't know if it's Penguin Publishing or something like that. That's like, are you guys affiliated with the same?
Yes, we used to work with them in 2019, and after COVID, we had to part ways. So we found another separate entity, Penguin Book Writers, and we take care of the complete publishing and distribution. And the distribution process of your book is going to look like, you know, we're going to be distributing a book from the state of Minnesota as we're partnered with University of Minnesota and University of Manitoba in Canada. So we start the distribution from that state, and it expands to global distribution. The only state that we don't cover as of now is Wyoming, because that's a dry state and we do not get a lot of potential clients from that particular state. I hope I'm making sense to you.
Okay. But I mean, I'm seeing like Penguin Publishing and Penguin Random House. Which one is you?
Penguin Random House, we used to work with Penguin Random House back in 2019, but we did part of ways. And now we founded another entity. It's like we founded 2 years back, and it's called Penguin Book Writers. I shared the link with you for our testimonials and our reviews. You didn't get that?
No, it was blocked. That's why I'm...
Hold on.
Question.
One moment. Don't worry. I am sharing it again. Are you on the chat box? I just sent you.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you scroll down, you're going to see my name all over the, you know, platform, because I work with my clients directly. Like, I will be working with you, and that's pretty much a fit. As soon as you confirm the order, I'm going to get you connected with Samantha, and she's going to help you fill out the forms for the editing and the book cover, along with the formatting and publishing over the phone. So as soon as they're filled out, we're going to initiate the project. In the next 24 hours, you're going to be receiving an editorial assessment report in which we're going to be analyzing the weaknesses and the strengths of your book.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, do you guys carry the same clout in terms of publishing that, let's say, Random, and I'm not trying to say but do you carry the same clout that, like, Penguin Random House carries?
Yes. Everything is same.
All right. Well, so what do I need to do? You're going to pass me over to
Yes, I'm going to get you connected with the finance right now. Can I?
Sure.
Perfect. Give me one sec.
Thank you so very much for holding the line, Robert. Are you there?
Yes.
Hi, sir. My name is Ethan Hale. I'm from the finance department. She just transferred this call to me so I can take the details from you. Please let me know whenever you're ready.
I'm ready. I mean, you can explain the details to me. I'm just sort of searching out different editors that I might want to use, so I'm not sure at all that I'm ready to give you my credit card. Very moment, but I'd like to hear what options are available.
Okay, so you are not proceeding today?
I'm trying to decide. I again, I think one of the things that's a little concerning to me is that every time I click on a link, it's being blocked by my computer. And I don't know why that is, but it is.
What link you're talking about?
Well, some of the links that were sent to me by a lady I was just speaking to.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now let me explain to you that. You know, nowadays, the bank has put some security on our cards. So whenever we are making any online purchase, they send us the authorization verification to check that the real person is using the card. So maybe that happened with you?
Well, I haven't used the credit card at all. This is just like me trying to look up editors. So let me do this. I would like to make, and this is just for my own protection. You understand, I hope.
Yeah, I completely understand that.
I've spent a lot of time on my book here, and I don't want to, I don't know you, and we're just talking over the phone. So I hope you understand.
Yeah.
It's not fact, but out of just pure due diligence. So let me make a couple of phone calls and see what I can figure out. I want to talk to my computer guy and so forth, and then I can always call you guys back. What is your main number?
My name is Ethan Hill, and the number is same.
Okay, so if I, Ethan Hill?
Yep.
So if I decide to go with you guys, I just call the main number and ask for you?
Yes.
Okay,
and
perfect.
And it was actually across the main.
Yeah, okay, all right, great. You have a direct line or no?
Well, I don't have a direct line. You can simply call and ask for me, and then I'll be connected.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
All right, by any chance, if you have any concerns or questions, please let us know, right?
Okay, sure will. Okay, thank you.
Take care of yourself.
Bye-bye.